What is magic? Well, surely it is primarily something we cannot understand. I say cannot as opposed to do not, because if we don't understand something, it implies that we could understand it if we took the time to learn. Whereas if we can't understand something, it usually means that we've tried to no avail to understand it, and the thing thereby remains a mystery, to be categorised in our minds as, well, magic. Some of these magical things are so impressive they stick in our minds forever, even though, with the passage of time and wisdom of age, we can eventually very easily fathom how they were carried out. In fact, realising how the trick was done can seem so ridiculously obvious it can be embarrassing knowing that we could have been duped in such a simple way. When I was a small boy, I was told by my parents that the tooth fairy would leave a shiny sixpence under my pillow in exchange for every milk tooth I lost. Sure enough, for every tooth placed there, a sixpenny piece appeared nestling on the sheet in the morning. I genuinely believed that fairies somehow used a magic wand to miraculously change the tooth into money. Little did I know that in the dead of night, Father carefully exchanged the item while I, deep in sleep, remained totally oblivious. There are, of course, still mysteries and magic in adult life, from the seven wonders of the ancient world to everyday commonplace things like the rising and setting of the sun, how swallows know when and where to fly in winter, where all the biros go, and indeed life itself. Some of the mechanics we'll continue to master, both in our personal little worlds and the cosmos beyond our universe. Some of the mystery, even the magic, will surely, hopefully, remain. To know everything would indeed be a boring existence.